School voucher programs already exist in more than a dozen other states. They give parents the freedom to pull their kids out of a public school and get a voucher, say $5,000, and then use that money to pay tuition at another campus, including a private school.
Thank you. So my last question, is Texas behind what's happening, obviously, in Florida, around the country, and options for students?
Yes.
That was Republican State Senator Dan Patrick, the newly appointed chair of the Senate Education Committee, taking invited testimony in August from Matthew Lander. Dr. Lander is a policy advisor with a pro-voucher group based in Florida called the Foundation for Excellence in Education.
I mean, Texas has clearly been a leader in education reform, but in this area, it's not at the forefront.
But that could change. The head of the Senate Education Committee, Dan Patrick, is a vocal supporter of school vouchers. So is Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. And Governor Rick Perry told the Texas Tribune last summer that free market principles applied to public education could provide options for children stuck in failing schools.
Look, I'm for competition in our public schools. I don't know why anybody shouldn't be for competition in our public schools and the way it exhibits itself in a lot of different ways. So the idea that we shouldn't have that conversation is a bit foreign to me. Right.
Governor Perry wouldn't say whether or not he would declare school vouchers to be a so-called emergency item in the 2013 session, which could fast-track it through the legislative process. Supporters say vouchers have many advantages, including saving the state billions of dollars. That's because the voucher would be worth less than the cost of educating a student, leaving money in the system for the students who remain. But not everyone buys that argument, and vouchers are still an extremely divisive issue.
Parents have a right to a public school education. They do not have a right to a private school education.
Louis Malfero is with the Coalition for Public Schools, an organization that has been fighting against school vouchers in Texas since 1995.
To have this sort of sideshow around a few kids kind of getting to bail out of the system or take their ticket and go somewhere else, and imagining that that's going to address in any way the major challenges facing public schools in this state, it's a distraction at best, and at worst, it's an abdication of responsibility.
But voucher programs are growing across the United States, and depending on who wins the presidential election, they could expand further. President Obama has supported education policies like charter school growth and teacher evaluations tied to test scores, but he has not gone so far as to endorse school vouchers. Governor Mitt Romney has, and he's vowed to free up federal education dollars so that parents would have the ability to spend it on any school they choose, even if it's outside the public education system. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.